Luke chapter 13. If you don't turn to God, you will die. Verse 1.
About that time, some men from Galilee country were killing some animals to give them to God. But then Pilate, the big boss, went with his soldiers and killed those men. Then some people went and told Jesus what happened. Jesus said,
"Do you reckon those men that died did more bad things than all the other men from Galilee? Is that why God let Pilate kill them? No, that is not right. Listen, all of you mob do bad things. You have to stop doing bad things and turn to God. If you don't turn to God, you will die, just like those men died. And you know about the high building in Jerusalem city, at the place called Siloam. It fell down on top of 18 people and killed them. Do you think those people did more bad things than the other people in Jerusalem? And that is the reason why God let them die like that? No, that is not right. Listen, all of you mob do bad things. You have to stop doing bad things and turn to God. If you don't turn to God, you will die, just like those people died."
The story about a fruit tree that didn't have any fruit on it. Luke chapter 13, verse 6.
Then Jesus told them this picture story to show them that they have to turn to God soon. He said,
"A man had a garden with grapevines growing in it. There was a fruit tree there too, called a fig tree. That man used to go to that garden to see if there was any fruit on that tree, but he never found any fruit. So he talked to his workmen that looked after the garden. He said, 'Look, this tree is no good. I came here looking for fruit on this tree. I did that for the last 3 years, but I never found any fruit. So chop it down and get rid of it. We can't let it go on like this. It is using up the ground and giving back nothing to us.' But his workman said, 'Wait, boss. Leave it for one more year and I will look after it properly. I'll dig around it and put some fertilizer stuff on it to help it grow. And maybe next year it will get fruit on it. If it doesn't get any fruit next year, then we can chop it down.'"
Jesus made a sick woman better on the Jewish rest day. Luke chapter 13, verse 10.
One Saturday, Jesus was teaching people in a Jewish meeting house. Their Jewish law said that nobody can work on a Saturday. It was their rest day. There was a woman there with a bad spirit inside her. A long time before that, the bad spirit went into that woman and made her back crooked. That bad spirit lived in her for 18 years, and all that time her back was bent over. She couldn't stand up straight. Jesus saw her in that meeting house, and he called out to her to come to him. And he said to her,
"Friend, you are better now. You are free from that sickness."
Then he put his hands on her, and she stood up straight right then. And she told everybody that God is really good. But the boss of that meeting house got angry because Jesus made a sick woman better on their rest day. So he told the people,
"Listen, you mob, there are 6 days for work each week. So come on any one of those